President Bill Clinton and the International Human Rights Education Organization, TOSTAN, will be awarded the 7th Biennial Thomas J. Dodd Prize in International Justice and Human Rights. Dr. Glenn Matoma, director of the Thomas J. Dodd Center, explains the criteria.
And it goes to an individual or an organization that has made a substantial and significant contribution to the protection, promotion, or realization of human rights somewhere in the world.
While usually determined by nominations, this year's committee chose President Clinton for a special reason. Dr. Matoma again.
And because President Bill Clinton was here to dedicate the Dodd Center in 1995, when it opened, and because his record over the 20 years since he did that makes him a deserving candidate for the Dodd Prize, we selected him as the recipient for this year's Dodd Prize.
The organization recipient, TOSTAN, works with the Clinton Foundation's global initiative. TOSTAN's approach, called the Community Empowerment Program, utilizes non-formal education sessions and interconnected groups and social networks to have a positive impact in the areas of health, education, governance, and economic growth in Francophone West Africa. The creation of the Dodd Center, as well as the Dodd Prize, was due to the efforts of Christopher Dodd, the son of Thomas Dodd.
And this center was really constructed at the impetus of Christopher Dodd. In order to commemorate primarily not only his father's service as senator, but his father's service as executive trial counsel during the Nuremberg Tribunal.
The Dodd Center houses the university's archives and special collections, including some 50,000 pages of documents that are Senator Dodd's papers from the Nuremberg trials, and is available for public access in the center's reading room. The prize will be awarded on October 15th at the Jorgensen Center for the Performing Arts. For WHUS News, I'm Danielle Chaloux.